SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. More help on the way for Baltimore as workers begin dismantling the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. A 4th Navy crane is set to arrive to help clear the massive wreckage today. Major protests in Jerusalem over the weekend against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. ABC's Britt Clinett is in Israel with more.
Almost 6 months into the war, there are 132 hostages still in Gaza by an official count, although it's believed some of them may have died. What it really shows is that pressure is growing and growing from the families who have not seen or heard from their loved ones in more than 170 days. They've repeatedly called on Netanyahu to do more to ensure the release of their loved ones. And what we're seeing right now, I think, is the hostage families taking their gloves off.
March Madness continued over the weekend. North Carolina State upsetting Duke on the men's side. On the women's side, it's a rematch. LSU and Iowa play tonight. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy want to send him a message. They're urging at least 20,000 Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary.
That is the margin of victory that won Wisconsin for Joe Biden in 2020. We're hoping to get at least 15% of the vote statewide to gain delegates for the DNC in Chicago this summer.
Heba Muhammad is with the group Listen to Wisconsin. She spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats hope candidates running under newly drawn legislative maps could mean more votes for the Biden-Harris ticket in November. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler calls the idea reverse coattails. The race between Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be fought at the margins in battleground states like Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Drivers may be annoyed when construction starts today on I-41, but Scott Ebel with the Wisconsin DOT says the project is needed.
Obviously, 41 has operational issues, it has capacity issues. This is going to help address all of these issues.
Approximately 60 to 70,000 vehicles drive the I-41 corridor every day. The project is to expand I-41 to 6 lanes between Appleton and De Pere. We can expect to see more ticks this year because of the warmer temperatures and a mild winter. Experts say we'll see an explosion in the ticks population. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome, which is an allergy to sugar contained in red meat and dairy products. Protect yourself outdoors by wearing insect repellent and checking yourself, your clothing, and your pets when you come inside. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers completing a 3-game sweep of the Mets with a 4-1 win in New York. RBI doubles from William Contreras and rookie Jackson Churio. Solid pitching from the bullpen and starter Colin Ray getting the win.
Ray, Hudson, and Piamps were flawless today, and Colin really worked through a big situation there. I don't know, the fourth maybe. I mean, the kid has been the unsung hero. He really has, and he threw a 5 great innings for us, and then Hudson went out there, and he was a rock.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The season home opener tomorrow against the Twins. NBA, the Bucks head to D.C. to play the Wizards tomorrow night. Guard Patrick Beverley talked about his decision to keep playing, even though doctors say he needs surgery on his right wrist.
I don't know. I got the news after, something about a torn ligament. I felt okay. Obviously, you got to listen to doctors, so he contacted a hand specialist. Specialist said you got a torn ligament. She kind of shocked me for a minute. It threw me off. No way I was sitting out getting surgery. I'm going to play through it.
That's the Bucks' Pat Beverley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point here this afternoon. Our high 45 today with wind northeast at around 10 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or flurry possible and a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here today. What a great cast of characters we've had today.
Well, we
just
got
tremendous.
Character would be appropriate now.
Yeah, right now. Yes. Boy, this guy's on a roll, too. He is not a happy camper right now.
No, no, no. He just got back from...
Well, he's still wired. Dad, Frank Herman's?
Dad of the year. He took his kids to Disney World, he drove, and... No traffic, no lines.
Oh, it was the most wonderful drive.
Just relaxing.
Just listening to the music.
Right. Sing-alongs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you know, it was the driving was awesome. You know, it's amazing.
And it's cheap.
Truck drivers are so patient.
They are. And then, you know, traffic just flows.
It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, do not travel during spring break. It is just, we all do it.
Yes.
It's just not right.
However, I want to say, Frank, Chris, I love you as a person, but really ultimate kudos to dads who do that, because that is...
The kids loved it.
Right.
They
That's
had
all that
such
matters.
A good time. Great memories.
Right.
You know, they don't care that, you know, a cheesecake costs $13, you know, they just order whatever they want. And you know what? I did it. I brought the money. I was prepared.
Yeah.
To drop some jing. And I need to do some Elvis gigs. Anybody need me to hire? Right. Need any Elvis gigs?
That and you did all the driving.
Yes.
So that in itself is a little stressor. Yeah.
My knuckles are just getting back to being not white anymore. It was back-to-back driving. Atlanta sucks.
Yes.
I love Atlanta as a city. But, you know, then, of course, it's the road construction starting already.
Right.
Come on!
Yeah.
Why not just take the cones away?
Why do I see this as a theme in a future production?
there you go. Family vacation is coming
man.
Up.
Yeah. That
we're on
breaking.
Vacation with mom and dad.
Tell us again how much it costs so you wouldn't have to stand in line.
Well, okay.
Get this.
Okay, get this. You go to Universal Studios, bought a two-day hopper or two-day pass, go to both parks, right? Like $229 a piece, no big deal. I get six people, right? But if you want the fast pass, because it's during spring break, it was an extra $359.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
times
I,
six.
No, I didn't do it, and Grandma didn't do it. So.
Sorry, Grandma.
Yeah.
Sitting in the car.
Who wants to ride that crap?
Yeah.
Come on, Grandma. Did you ever see the Incredible Hulk ride? It is stupid. Oh. And my kids, even though they had a fast pass, they still waited.
Yeah. Yeah.
You bought the fast pass?
Well, what do you think?
Oh my goodness.
Look at me. I had to.
You're right, Father of the Year.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
I carried so many bags.
How many t-shirts? Oh, right. $50 a piece.
Legoland got me. Oh, kids
like
love Legos.
Huh?
Kids love Legos, and they're not cheap. Legos aren't cheap. My son built the Statue of Liberty while he was down there. And that was $175 just for that box.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Elvis gigs. People, if you need private Elvis gigs,
send
your telegrams.
We got to pay off this trip.
I got to pay this trip off. Business expense, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So besides that, and it, this spring break is
stupid.
Well, Frank, we talked about I don't want to segue to flexible calendar year, but if we would have flexible calendar year in school, 6 weeks on, correct, 2 weeks off, that would alleviate a lot of stuff in D.C., Florida, and because we're all there at the same time.
Jim, you just nailed it. Why don't they stagger spring breaks?
I know.
You know, start them down south like later, like in February.
Sure.
You don't know? But I got to tell you, brilliant, where we're in, they do something in May now because of COVID. So we get like 5 days off in May, too, because of the school year. So that's kind of cool. We've done a vacation during that time, too.
We vacationed a lot over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because like
that's the worst time.
No, a lot of people stay home.
Oh, you know, because
grandma?
Days?
Okay. Yeah. No, we'd get out of here. And it's not busy.
It's different.
But anyway, I'm glad you did it. We'll never do it again.
We'll never. The kids, hey, enjoy Disney. This is it.
Yeah.
I congratulate you, though, to take that many people on that big of a trip.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And to drive that far. God bless you, man. I don't have it in me.
That poor van when I dropped it back off at budget.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Wow. All right, so what's going on in your life?
Oh, I got a show.
As
we're vacationing, Amy and I are working on the show because we opened this week. It's called WIR Nights, where the big ones run.
Did you used to do those?
No.
Oh.
No. But, I got the story from Joe Vertigan, who was the voice.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Oh, Joe's a good friend of ours.
Joe's written many books. Yeah. In fact, I did a lot of characters out of his book. But anyway, it's WIR Nights. WIR was Wisconsin International Raceway. Started in 1964. The Vandalics, you know, Matt Kenseth, you know, and they're all coming to the show. They're bringing a bus up.
Oh, God.
All the Vandalics are coming. You know, Dick Trickle, Matt Kenseth, Mark Martin, all the history. But what I did is I took the story of Talladega Nights with Will Ferrell. And I took it to Kaukauna.
Okay. I'm not shocked.
You're not shocked.
Me either.
So all the characters are there. There is a lot of, you know, 10% of it is true. 90% is made up.
Do you do a grace and pray to a little 7-pound, 2-ounce baby Jesus?
You know, I'll tell you what. I'll jump on you like a spider monkey. I'll take you like a spider monkey. No. How'd
you like a scissor kick to the head, old man?
You know, all those funny
lines.
And, I bought race cars. We're actually racing cars on stage. Did not tell my insurance company. You think they're going to know this? But,
what kind of cars did you buy?
I bought these little electric cars from... They took a while to get...
Remote control cars or cars you sit in?
No, they're real. And they can carry up to 165 pounds. So I got my wife driving, my son, and Paul, and they're racing on stage. Of course, it'll be, you know...
Yeah.
Don't sit in the front row. And there's an actual crash that happens.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Hey, did you include when Lindy and Font and I used to have those races against each other?
Is that true?
Yes. I can show you pictures.
Okay. Where did you race at WIR?
WIR.
You did. Did you drag?
No, we went around the big oval.
You did. Did you do the
actual... big oval?
Wow, that's half mile track.
I know.
Big track, yeah.
I know.
We're the big ones. Run.
Okay.
Sorry, it's just...
when do you open up,
Frank? Me too.
This Friday, and of course, a charity show, 10% or $10.
To pay for his vacation.
Yeah, to pay for my trip, exactly. You know, $10 of every ticket. Goes to a charity. So $10 for every ticket. Opens up this week. Runs for the next 4 weeks. And we also got a show at Capital Civic Center on Wednesday, April 10th. And also the Engler Center in Chilton. Bill George just won. The royalty is here. Holy cow.
Well, we got all royalty today, Frank. You're part of it. So you're the Capital. That's nice. You go down to Manitowoc.
We go to Manitowoc. We've had a season there now for 8 years. This is our eighth season.
Yeah.
And it's our 18th or 19th season at the Meyer Gym. It's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
And it's our 25th year of doing this crap.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
You've entertained. And, boy, you got your loyal following.
Yeah, we sure do. We got about 1,500 season tickets. And it is wonderful that we can. And we love to write shows about the history of Northeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And, you know, WIR, a lot of people from Kaukauna. You know, they race.
Speaking of Kaukauna.
Hey, look who's... No, Maribel.
When the Stellar hats on to thee, to our colors, to we will always be...
Bill Jarts joining us.
Bill Jarts joining us for WIR Nights.
Aren't you Clintonville or New London?
Clintonville.
You're either from Clintonville or wish you were.
That's right. I am writing a story one day about the Clintonville mother truckers. That's what I'm going to do.
Whoa,
yes. Yeah.
Whoa, be careful.
Oh, you can't say
careful.
That?
Don't slur your words there. It'll be a one and done.
It'll be a four-wheel drive.
Do you want to know my favorite Bill Jarts story?
What is it?
Do you want to know it?
Yeah.
The day he signed his scholarship to Northwestern.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just one of the great stories of all time. You know
what
why?
Why?
It's true.
Tell him the story, Billy.
So it's a signing day in February in 1970 or spring of 76. And the coach pulls in and there's a snowstorm going on. He says, I don't want to get stuck here. I said, well, no problem. I said, don't worry, I got two tractors. So we go in, we sign the papers, and we're ready to go. He says, I got to go to Brown Deer and sign a kid down there and get back to Chicago. I said, okay, cool. And the guy's really, really intense. We call him Colonel John Ike, says that. I still keep in touch with the guy. So we get the papers all signed, get out there, and okay, he's stuck. No problem, Ike. I'll go over and start to see Alice Chalmers. I said, don't worry. I got my dad's B. John, that baby always starts. Oh, God. So now I'm going, I got to start shoveling this guy and pushing. So I shovel and push and shovel and push. And finally I get him out the end of the driveway. And he takes off, he rolls the window. Work on your legs, tractor. We'll see you down in a couple of weeks. I thought, really, when he got stuck, I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my scholarship. This is going to be over. I'll never get out of here.
Favorite story of all time.
True story.
Yes.
Hey, I just drove by Northwestern University, Oop. By the way. Yeah, it's okay. When I was down in Florida.
Really?
I waved to you as you went by. So you got a football scholarship to Northwestern, and tell me about it. I mean, did you play all 4 years? Because I don't think everybody knows it out there.
Well, I played, but I didn't play a lot. No, I was a backup kind of a guy. Okay. I was never a
But you played Big Ten football.
Well, I was.
That's huge.
Oh, it was a great opportunity for me.
Northwestern is really, I don't know.
Well, it's a journalism school, and you got to be really smart to get in there.
You have to be.
Super smart.
I got three jets.
Super smart.
No,
let me prove this right here, baby. No. Let me be super
Well, if you weigh 250, you didn't have to be as smart as if you weighed 150. Yeah. Let's put it that way, right, Bill?
Sometimes the people are like, how did that guy ever get in here? Because I got into a Medill School of Journalism, which is like really supposedly elite. And they go, how the heck did you ever get in there? But we had a guy, Eric Mann was one of the guys. We were the two guys in the whole class were kind of interested in sports. He became the executive producer of the NFL Today.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, really. So he kept saying, why don't you send a tip? And, Eric, don't worry. You don't want to look at me, buddy boy. But I was like, holy. And he was a real quiet guy, beard. But, boy, I tell you, he did a great job. I always see the credits at the end of the show.
And wow. And you're the voice of the Green Bay Packers.
You are.
Yeah, Come on. No, I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, God. No, believe me. More people ask me about that, Frank, than ask me about my job. I guess maybe because the other thing is you see it all the time. But that's like. So you do, well, tell me what's that like. What a tremendous thrill. Wow.
I have to ask you this, though, Bill, because you guys have brought it up a bunch of notches from the days of Gary Kniffel and stuff like that. But how wore out are you after a game?
Yeah,
it really changed, I think, when Matt LaFleur came on board. That was really the turning point.
Yeah.
He really wanted
you're on constantly now.
It used to be just kind of a third down kind of a game. Right. Give it a chart to give it a, instead of like first and 10 from the 22. From the 37-yard line, 3rd and 9.
Yeah.
Give it a jerk. Okay. Now it's like almost every down. He wants that place rocking. And no, it is, to your point, John, it's very exhausting. You walk out of there because you think, well, we just sit when you talk to a microphone, but you got to watch. Yeah. We have rules that we have to be a cheerleader. Let's call it a cheerleader and then the PA guy. So the cheerleader can do his thing up until 20 seconds on a play clock. And the announcer guy can go from 20 to 15. At 15, I can't say anything.
It's synchronized, isn't it?
Are you being directed or are you just flying off?
No, I'm just flying on.
You're flying? Really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So you go watch the clock, you feel what's going on. And
who's your spotter?
Wow.
My neighbor, Pat Van Grohl.
Okay.
Yeah, is my previous spotter, Andy Thompson, high school classmate of mine, a football player. He passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
And it was really hard because you can appreciate this, John, and you guys can as well. Is when you're the spotter, you realize to put the blinders on.
You realize to put the blinders on.
You can't care about anybody pretty in the stand. You just got to focus on it and take a snapshot and talk.
Good stuff. Bill Jarts, Frank Hermans, the mayor is back from vacation with that beautiful tan that's just peeling off.
Look at that thing. Holy
as we said.
Wow. Move over, Frank.
Yeah,
Don't let the ball on me.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here, and a good look at Monday morning. We got a cast of characters. We've got Frank from Frank's
Four-headed monster.
Right.
We got Bill Jarts here. We've got the Mayor here. We got everybody here.
We're talking about, Johnny, we were just talking about, well, really, you're in that group, you and Frank and Bill. The community work you guys do, the auctions, the just the charity events, and I used to do quite a bit of those, attended. I didn't manage them like you did.
I've seen the former mayor and later, Rosie. He looks pretty darn good. Yeah.
But, Bill, we talked about this once before. I have a butterfly that
you really didn't want.
Did not at all. And not even, I went to the, and you were the auctioneer. You do hundreds of these things, but it was these butterflies on parade, made out of metal.
Yeah.
Did not want one, but I think I was newly elected 2004, 2005. I thought, well, I got to attend this thing.
Sure.
Had a $200 budget. $600 later, with this guy sitting on my lap, and this butterfly.
Okay. Well, then the day I didn't play the piano one time. Remember, there's a used piano for sale. I go up there and tickle the ivory a little bit. I go, what the hell am I doing with asking a mayor to go play the piano?
Well, and I don't.
I stole one of Bill's lines because I do a lot of these. What Bill's famous line is: "I promise I won't ask you again."
Right.
I use it every time.
Yeah, just sly.
Do you use the? What if I gave you a kiss?
No,
right.
I
haven't pulled out the little candy kiss.
Yeah. Oh, the new one.
When it was sit on your lap, and
it's comfortable.
And you're like, you've already at $500.
That's when it weighs $250, right?
Right. And you're at $500. Oh, what's another $50, Mayor? And I'm up for re-election. I'm thinking, well.
I almost got a spit take.
Spots are a lot more expensive than this, but maybe I better take it.
You know what? I get a kick out of those. And I bet you how many, 100 of your things, Bill, over the years, or however many. But anyway, the thing is, he'll be there. He'll be like he's your best friend. He wants you to have this. Can I have just... And then as soon as you go, then he completely blows you off. He turns around, he finds a new a new best friend in the room. He's the master
of that. Believability. It really is.
I didn't have that success. I looked away, looked down at the ground, and he came and sat on my lap. So I just...
You tried to look at... That's the worst thing you do is look at the ground. You got to start talking to somebody.
Well, thanks. Now you tell me. $600 later.
How's that butterfly?
It's faded.
Yeah, it was good for a couple of years. So
It was. It was great. So anyway, Bill, how's life? You voice of the Green Bay Packers. You're still, anchoring and.
You haven't heard anything, have you? When we came to, people, it's kind of common.
Everybody comes
to us, when are you going to retire? When are you going to retire? Yeah. Geez, what do you know?
What is that?
I don't know, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's I enjoy it. I guess my contract at the end of this year.
Oh.
So we'll see where it goes from there.
Hey, with that Packer thing, you talked about LaFleur. Who makes the decision? Did you? Because you've been through four coaches?
I think Mike Sherman was the first. Yeah, that'd be my fourth coach.
Right. Is it their decision? Mark's?
It started out, and it's interesting because they did something called GTV.
Okay.
And it was a show specifically done by kids for kids. They want to lure the next generation. Well, don't worry about that because mom and dad are going to will you the tickets or you can't get in the stadium. But it was a GT. And the first year I did it, they had this girl interview me. And it was all these little kids doing anything. And the interview, I said, well, and Jeff Blum was the PR guy.
Oh, sure.
Time. And he said, well, we had a guy. We wanted to have a normal voice. We didn't want to have a yeller or a screamer. And I look at that day from time to time and I go, boy, things sure have changed in 19 years. They just wanted, and Bob Harlan thought he'd sound good and a good voice. And he also said, he goes, well, we thought you'd be sticking around with Smith, that I wasn't going anywhere in my broadcasting. What the heck? Let's keep this guy out of here, right?
Yeah.
But it just worked out. And I find out typically when the schedule comes out, I think, I could call a guy like, I just want to make sure we get a Monday night and a Thursday night.
got to get a day's vacation here. I said, do I want to put in for the vacation? Am I still doing it? Yeah, of course you are. Okay, I'll go put in a day of
But there's no contract long-term. You just kind of go game by game.
Like Bob Uecker, maybe it's a handshake. And then we don't even shake hands. We just show up and go do it.
Well, you know,
a check arrives in the mailbox. Right. Magically.
Mike Holmgren had me do one game. It wasn't a regular. It was the inter-squad game, right, okay? Right. And he wanted me to do it because, and God bless Gary, who used to do it, but he wasn't, you know, he's probably mid-70s, high 70s. He wasn't real sharp with the down and distance. Yeah. And Mike was on the sidelines and had all of his coaches on the sidelines with him. So he wanted somebody like me that would know better with the down and distance. Sure. Okay. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's kind of a scary thing. I mean, it's like, is that 6 yards or is it 5 yards? Is it five? You know what I mean? Oh, okay. And I actually, one time I said, you know, 5.5 yard gain. Right. And I remember, I think it was Jeff Blum, remember those games. You can't say half. Why are you saying half? But Coach Holmgren wanted as specific as possible. That's what he told me. Be as specific as possible. It's a little bit of a scary thing, isn't it, Billy? Because you know what? You make that mistake, and boy, does everybody know it.
Yeah. I always say, you know, if you make a mistake on the evening news about some leader in some foreign country, you know, there's a percentage of the audience.
Doesn't he know that at, right, you know, Netanyahu?
Yeah.
But you call you know, Kabir, one of the big ones, Kabir Baja Biamila.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I said that, the guy goes, yes, you did. Not that big of a deal. But no, it really is. Because it's such an attentive audience. I mean, so locked into the game. And they're so knowledgeable. And they realize, that's one thing about Green Bay fans, they're so knowledgeable. And it's kind of a,
you know, they're so knowledgeable that your line, another Packer first down. Everybody yells it. Right. It's like saying, la, 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 la.
Right.
There's two famous things that happen at Lambeau Field, and that's one of them. Oh,
and think about that Lambeau, that Johnsonville Lambeau.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's been pre-renovation.
That's right.
That had to be shot probably 25 years ago, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Where they did all the renovation.
Yeah, you're
The renovation, I think, in 2003, I think it was completed.
Yep.
So that's prior to that.
Well, you got to remember, when Bill and I, when I first started in Green Bay, Joe Schmidt was doing the preseason games.
Correct.
But here's the funny part. I remember guys drinking Old Style and smoking right up there in the press box.
There was a cooler up there with a full of beer.
Yeah. And I remember Jim Irwin sitting there drinking an Old Style during the games.
Yep.
That's how you talk about how things have changed our era here. No. We're not talking the '40s or something. Yeah.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But no, it's such a thrill. I mean, especially because it's kind of building, you know, welcome to Lambeau Field. And then it starts building up the little commercial things. And all of a sudden they go, okay, we're at standby, and then bring them out. And when you do that, to this day, the hair in the back of my neck still stands up.
Yeah.
If you've got, you know, 75,000, 80,000 people right in the palm of your hand, let's go.
And you work hard on the pregame, like introducing special guests. Yeah. And I mean,
there's more
to it than just the football is what I'm saying.
The one that touches me the most is the one where they honor the veterans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And John, I know you can appreciate that. I was never in the military, and I often wonder how I would react to that, you know, when the bullets flying and things. And these guys did that. They lived that. And so when I say we salute your service, thank you for your service. And I always put a little added.
Yeah, I know you do.
Sure.
Thank you for your
service. Really do.
And I really mean
it's from the heart.
You can tell that. Yeah. You can tell that. You had those guys on from the USS Green Bay on the field, and you've been, I don't know whose decision that is, but you've really honored some great people before the game.
My gosh. You know, every one of them. I mean, every one is noteworthy.
Right.
But some of these folks have really gone above and beyond.
Man, Bill, you know what? And I know you'd understand this too. The thing that makes me feel old sometimes is when they bring back the alumni and they're like from our era.
Oh, yeah.
And these poor guys, I'll tell you what, there was some meatball surgery back in those days.
Oh, yeah. The knees.
Well, and you look at that and you say, how can a guy be worth $15 million? How can a guy be back then? How can a guy be worth $4 million? Come back 20 years,
absolutely.
You see him limping, and I say, that's the price you pay.
Exactly right.
Hey, my biggest question, Bill, do you have your own parking spot?
No.
You don't have?
Well, I got it in a lot. I mean, they give me a parking spot.
They don't have a name?
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
This will be my 20th year. It's about time to get that. Wouldn't you think?
25
years. Like a Hollywood star kind of thing.
Hey, Frank, if I don't have one, how could he have one? Think about it.
Well.
We got to set a quick break. Right. Frank Hermans, Bill Jarts. Stay with us.
Situation's terrible, but baby, you're adorable, and don't even care. I'm so tired of being lonely.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northland College in Ashland has a little more than 2 days to raise $12 million to stay in business. An emergency fundraiser ends at midnight Wednesday. The Board of Trustees admits in a letter issued last week they have a long way to go to reach their goal. Meanwhile, Northland faculty are offering a plan to cut costs and increase revenue. It includes reducing enrollment and renting out some student housing to the public. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Arena is for sale, according to a listing on LoopNet. Fox Valley Pro Basketball is selling the 80,000-square-foot facility with 4,600 seats for events. The arena is the home of the Wisconsin Herd. No asking price was listed for the property built in 2017. The Greater Green Bay YMCA has been serving the area for over 100 years, and now they're looking to build. Aaron Smith, the Executive Director of Financial Development, says the Broadview location of the YMCA is aging and needs to be replaced.
It was aging when I was a kid 30 years ago, so we do need to replace that Y.
The YMCA is undergoing its annual fundraising campaign now through June. To contribute to the annual campaign or to donate to the Y, Smith says go to the website and click on the Give tab. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers beat the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers completing a three-game sweep of the Mets with a 4-1 win in New York. RBI doubles from William Contreras and rookie Jackson Churio. Solid pitching from the bullpen and starter Colin Ray getting the win.
Ray, Hudson, and Piamps were flawless today, and Colin really worked through a big situation there. I don't know, the fourth maybe. I mean, the kid has been the unsung hero. He really has, and he threw up five great innings for us, and then Hudson went out there, and he was a rock.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The season home opener tomorrow against the Twins. NBA, the Bucks head to D.C. to play the Wizards tomorrow night. Guard Patrick Beverley talked about his decision to keep playing, even though doctors say he needs surgery on his right wrist.
I don't know. I got the news after something about a torn ligament. I felt okay. Obviously, you got to listen to doctors, so he contacted a hand specialist. You got a torn ligament. She kind of shocked me for a minute. It threw me off. No way I was sitting out getting surgery. You know, play through it.
That's the Bucks' Pat Beverley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point here this afternoon. Our high 45 today with wind northeast at around 10 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or flurry possible and a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on. But eventually, I learned I had anxiety. Now, I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. We are here with two of the stars of Green Bay, right? Frank Permis and Bill Charts.
You see anybody, Frank?
I don't either.
I'm over here, guys. Oh,
yeah, hey, John, oh yeah, there it is. You see him shining. The lights are dim.
John, clip his mic. Would you clip his mic, please?
Hey, Bill, I have to ask you one quick question. Sure. I think I've mentioned this to you. Do you still have, is there still a big delay on the mic at Lambeau?
The delay comes is first of all, we're up in the seventh floor. If you're wondering where we are, we're in the seventh floor in the southwest end zone. And I mean, my wife took it. She goes, I can't believe you do it from there. Well, that's okay. Anyway, we have a monitor in our booth. If we want to see like on a penalty thing, we turn and look. And it's like, I'm not kidding you, it's 15 seconds behind what has happened.
Wow.
I mean, I'm already, you know,
that's
having my second
time.
Before that replay comes up. It's crazy. But no, there's not. But what probably is your the feedback is there. It's a little bit of a delay. The new sound system is clean. It used to be really bad.
Well, I remember one time I had to do a thing, a pregame thing, where it was for Huggies or something. It was a contest with little kids having a race on their hands and knees, and they win this big thing. And Jeff Seipley, I remember, was
sure, absolutely.
Guy. And Jeff said, "Hey, John, we really want you to do this. Just so you know, there might be a slight delay."
Slight.
Oh.
And I go, "Good morning, Packer fans. This isn't on. Good morning, Packer fans.
It's the worst.
Yes.
I've done it a million times. Doing a live TV thing when you got a delay in your ear and you're talking, it is the hardest thing. You got to pull it out.
You see the little news reader. They pull
it out because of the double.
That happened
mix
on the
minus.
Mix minus. That happened on the NCAA tournament where it was Ken the Jet, that whole thing. And I saw him. And I saw him take his earpiece up. And I said, I know exactly.
You know exactly what's going on.
And what the other guy said, hey, well, you know, if you would wear your earpiece, you'd hear what they're saying to you. And he goes, all I'm getting is reverberation and this. It's like mix minus. Yep. It's the worst thing you can have if you're trying to talk in a mic, isn't it?
It's the worst.
Isn't it? You hear yourself just on a little bit of it. It's like, oh, this is killing me. And then you just simply pull it out.
You have to.
When you're announcing the games, and whether we're there or watching at home, these replays take so damn long.
Yeah.
Do you like say something like, come on?
He knows how it works.
He could say that once, and I think Roger Goodell might be on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, there's a very simple in the booth. There's a very small booth, probably about as tight as this. My spotter's here. Mike McKenna sits to the right of him. He kind of cues me in the commercials and things. And I sit in the middle, and there's a talk box, and there's a button. Thank God there's a button on there, because otherwise, not so much my current spotter, my previous spotter, Andy, he was so into the game. He was like, Jesus. Yeah. Andy, hey, hold on. Third and 10, balls at 22. God, I can't believe that. What a beauty. Whoa, big fella. Whoa.
That's funny. Yeah.
Hey, Bill, the big question that all the kids want to know, though, did you see Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it's weird. No, I did not see her.
I was sitting, just adjacent to her, and I could see her right in the. In fact, I got a picture of her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the kids were like, because everybody around my area was just staring up there the whole time, and I was watching the game. Sit out, people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy that has such an impact.
Oh, God. And on the same day, they had Taylor Swift and Simone Biles.
Simone Biles,
Two of the most recognizable female, you could say, people, period, in the country, in
correct.
The world.
In the world, really,
In Green Bay.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, and there wasn't a big deal made out of the whole thing.
And wasn't Tony Shalhoub there at the same game?
And he got introduced. And a standby for a special president. All these people going, oh, my God, I'm going to see Taylor Swift. And our Green Bay native. Tony Shalhoub. What the heck is
it?
As if to say, what the heck's going on?
Oh, my God. That is funny, funny stuff.
But, Jim, you used to bring in some big-time people sometimes, didn't you?
Yeah, it was. Yep. And the Packers were good about that. Mm-hmm. Everything. The Supremes were here. Not the Supreme, the singers. The Supreme Court. We've had a lot of people that have come in, and that's a real treat for them. Anywhere in the United States, you know, we've who was Kevin Johnson? He's the guy who played basketball. He was
mayor of Sacramento.
Mayor of Sacramento, KJ, and just different mayors that came in, but then other business leaders as well. And the Packers were always good to us about field passes. We always had to pay for our tickets. I mean, you know, those guys would never. But that's okay. I mean, but it was really a treat for them to be on the field and see that. And, you know, then we get that pictures taken, and I think those are good memories. I mean, we still talk about that. And that's 20 years ago, and it's still
If you're a mayor, that's what slush funds are for.
Wait a minute. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. A slush fund discovered from former Mayor Jim Schrutzka. Details at 10.
All right, back. Hey,
I got to tell you guys, I met one of the biggest stars in the world, though, before a Packer game. It was at the Pancake Place. And I met Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. I was one of the only people. He and Chad Clifton told him that was the best place for breakfast, right. And that's why they came. And they sat right. It was just me and him and Jessica Biel, and we got a picture together.
Wow,
crazy!
See, and some of the special guests that I didn't watch The Office, but yeah, he was.
Kevin from The Office.
And my daughter, we were on the field walking around, and she goes, "Oh my God, she was a huge guy." And you know, sometimes those people can have a little bit of an attitude. I said, well, let's go. Oh, no, Dad. No. Went over there. Nicest guy on the planet.
Sure.
Taking pictures. So, yep. Yeah, they're happy to be in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Well, it's not as crazy. I mean, they don't get the paparazzi is not as crazy. Right. You got two reporters from the Chronicle and the Press there.
The Chronicle.
Remember Bill the Jones. Chronicle?
News Chronicle. Yeah.
Daily Absolutely. Press. Daily.
Ray Barry.
Ray Barrington.
It was the Rocket back and forth. He's a great guy, though. God,
great guy. Absolutely.
You know, to your point, though, Mayor, people don't we live here. We drive by Lambeau all the time. Mm-hmm. No big deal. But for people who come in,
yep.
Oh my, this is like a mecca.
It is.
It's an absolute mecca.
It's Disneyland.
It's on their top 10 list. Yep. It's on their bucket list.
It really is. And we shouldn't take it for granted. We do all the time, but it's pretty cool. Like my wife's family that live around the country, when they come in, we got to go to Lambeau. I mean, I don't care. We may not eat, but we're going to go to Lambeau. Field, right. So I don't care.
I think that's cool. I mean, we've had some guests in one time from Japan, and we took them to the Botanical Gardens, which was they really enjoyed. But, I mean, it was just they had to see Lambeau. And I think that's awesome. I don't know how that got elevated to such a level, if it was, you know, Lombardi, Ice Bowl, whatever, but or the smallest market. But what a great thing to show off.
We still have the stadium is still, you know, think about it. I mean, Lambeau Field, we haven't changed it to Pfizer Forum. We haven't changed it. It's still Lambeau Field. My office was outside Lambeau Field for 17 years. Really? Isn't that so? Every day I walked out of my office. I had the old Brown County Arena.
The old Packer Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I was there for 17 years. And I'd walk and I'm like, every time.
There it is.
Yep. But you know one thing, though, too, and we've talked about this, Bob Harlan.
Oh.
Without Bob Harlan, none of this would have happened. Nope. I truly believe that.
No, you're absolutely right, John. Yep. He was the most humble man, the most visionary guy.
Yep.
But he hired good people, I think, and just said, let them do your thing.
Yep.
But I want to make sure this happens. And well, think about that. I'll never forget the night of the referendum.
Yeah.
And we brought in Channel 2, and I brought in this consultant from Madison, and he said, we exit polling the whole nine yards, right? So 8 o'clock comes up, the polls close, and good evening, thank you for joining us. And WBAY is predicting the Packer referendum will pass. And I'm going, holy cow.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the returns start coming in, and they're kind of against it. I'm going, so we go to a commercial break. I said, ever been wrong before? Yeah. He says, only once. I said, God, I hope he can say that when you walk out the door tonight. Because it's like Dewey beats Truman all over again. But it jarts okay, you know?
Well, we're all three of us, so maybe you too, Frank, were at some of those meetings in the back of the stadium. They were extremely contentious.
Right.
If you did an exit poll there, it would have been more
no doubt.
Against.
Well, that's who's going to show up to those meetings.
Right. You're right.
The library, that meeting went awfully late, like past midnight. But I will say this about Bob Harlan and you, Bill, you talked about his management style. But when it came to that referendum, it was shoe leather. He was out knocking on doors.
Shaking hands coming out of paper mill. Closing time.
He was right there, man. That guy. And, you know, that was a close. That was 52%. Yeah. I mean, that's,
53-47. 53-47.
Okay, but that could have gone without some without extra him, no. effort. That right. Because a lot
think if it didn't. Wow.
Yeah, what would have happened?
What would have happened?
What was planned there? Well, there is no plan B.
There was no plan B.
You know, the old thing with at that time, the dog crack.
Jim knows something. I can see him. No, he knows something.
I'm glad it happened. And it's funny now how everybody voted for
him. We would have forced that.
But you know, when Bill and I were in our heydays of just covering sports every day and working 14-hour days and really doing a perch fishing story at 6 in the morning and then go back and work. But when we were in that era, I mean, I remember Sports Illustrated came out with a thing and it's like, Green Bay was the worst sports franchise in the country. And so, I mean, people don't realize 1986, we had all the problems, drug problems and sexual assault type things and everything. It was on thin ice.
Do you remember the picture of the Titletown Hotel?
Yes.
And the T was off it.
That was
like national news.
That's exactly right.
Come on.
I remember when we closed out the coverage of Super Bowl 31 in New Orleans.
And I closed it out this way. I said, when Mike Holmgren used to be in the 49ers, he would tell his players, if you don't shape up, I'm going to send you to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to go to that.
That's the honest truth.
Tonight, everybody, every player in the National Football League wish they played for the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
Good night, everybody. And I remember I could feel my control it. But it was so true because we were kind of a wasteland. And it was kind of floundering. And there was like, well, where are we going to go to Milwaukee? We're going to pack up and go.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, when they did that state and they turned around. And now they're on a real good track, I think. How do you stop it?
Yeah.
Well, the stadium for the fans, but they treat players pretty well, too.
Absolutely. No, and you have to today. Well, my God, look what they do in college. I mean, these guys probably going to take a pay cut when it comes to pro football.
Yep.
Because of the NIL thing.
Yeah. But did you see now, too, though, even like I think it was the Saints where all their players pick as the worst facilities?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs.
And the owner came out, Hunt came out and said, well, what are you talking about? Well, they were going to redo their locker room, and then they got the Super Bowl. Well, it's too late to redo that. You move heaven and earth to get that thing done.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. That's how you sell it.
And they have the resources to do it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was really surprised because that's the team, the appearance I get from the Hunts and from the players is that there's camaraderie there. But, I mean, I was really surprised that they came out dead last. So, anyway, they've got some
Work to do. Saw where the Patriots just came dead last for their lunchroom or something, too, right? Yeah. But, you know, it's like college. You're recruiting people now. Absolutely. It's not like you draft them and it's like, well, you can go to Canada if you want and that's the only option.
Right.
I mean, it's big-time recruiting. And speaking of that, Bill, why don't you tell a time that was one of the high moments, I think, of your life was when you were being recruited by Alabama and they took you out for dinner.
What?
What?
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, well, there's
Paul
a story.
Did they bring out a little snack appetizer? Can you tell that story?
There's a little story. I played at Clintonville High School. Mike Jersley was behind me. You're behind me. Mike was All-State in three sports.
Yeah.
Had a football scholarship in Wisconsin. Ended up playing baseball with the Kansas City Chiefs, playing the minor leagues, and eventually became the third base coach and won a Super Bowl or a World Series ring. Everybody was recruiting me. I swear to God, let's get the big Lummox in here. He'll grease his skids. We'll get Mike to follow up, and then we can get rid of him next year. Mike's father, Don Jersley, played for Bear Bryant at Kentucky. So, and he knew these two coaches, Dude Hennessy and who's the other guy? God, I can't think of his name right now. But, God, I can't think of it. But anyway,
I called Paul Brown, the coach of Alabama. Bear Bryant.
Yeah, yeah. So the coach comes out to my mom. I can go back to my mom's house. He comes out on a recruiting trip and he comes in. Oh, hello there, Mrs. How are you? So nice to see you. Said, Mama, would you like a piece of cherry pie? It wouldn't be a real problem. I'd love to have. She puts that little southern draw. And my mom was a very simple lady. God bless her. And well, sure. And then he eats the pie and he goes, would you like another piece of pie? Could I possibly bother you for no? And I was like, geez. I mean, you talk about a salesman. Why don't you go down there, Billy? Why don't you go down there? And I went down. I mean, the recruiters like, hold on. We're driving through all these places. And like, oh my God.
So you went on a recruiting trip down
to Alabama.
You did.
Yeah.
How long were you there for?
Just a weekend.
Yeah,
and it was called all these guys who would drive my car. They'd drive me to Green Bay Airport. I go fly somewhere and come back, and they pick me up.
Wow. Were you a 5-star recruit?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
No, I was like a candle. You know,
you star. Flew places.
Like a little candle. Yeah, but it was a different game.
You're so humble, Ben.
No, no,
you're
right. So
hey, didn't you eat some shrimp that was unshelled one time?
Oh, that's a different story. I know where he wants to go with this. This was, I was in Wausau. I started my career, and back then I made $9,800. My scholarship was worth $12,800, allegedly, and I made $9,800 my first.
I made $9,600.
I always tell people I took a $3,000 year pay cut to go to work. So the holiday.
Hang on. You got to save that. We got to set a quick break. You got to come back with that story. Nobody wants to miss this. Bill Jarts, Frank Herman's in the house. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Events this month include live music with Andy Brown, 6 to 9 p.m. April 12th on 420. It's live music with Poverty and Panic from 6 to 10. And don't forget Music Bingo starting at 6:30 p.m. April 2nd. Then Music Bingo Taylor's version on April 16th at 6:30 p.m. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, along with a couple of very, very special guests, Bill Jartz and Frank Hermans. Billy, continue that story, if you don't mind.
So I was in Wausau, not making a whole lot of money. In the Holiday Inn in Stevens Point, won an award, won it, like one of the best Holiday Inns in the country. So they put a big splash on and invite the media. Did I see free food? I'm on it.
Yeah.
So go down there. And they've got this beautiful ice sculpture covered with shrimp. And they had little plates over here, and then they had big plates over there. So I just walked over and got the big plate, came over and grabbed a big old plate of shrimp and started eating the things. And people like looking at me, I thought, well, what's the big deal? So what's the difference in the size of the plate? Fast forward about 10 years, maybe we're down at the Appleton Paper Valley Hotel, same kind of thing, beautiful ice sculpture, a little shrimp, and then get some shrimp, put some red sauce on it, go back and sit down. And I said, dip her into the sauce. My wife goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm eating shrimp. What's the big deal? For God's sakes, Bill, you're supposed to peel first.
That's crazy.
I had no idea.
You ate it all.
Because when
tails?
You see the red lobster ads, you never see them peeling anything. You dip in the red sauce and go. And I'm like, God, these things taste really good, but holy smokes, it's a serious fiber in here. Yeah. I mean, no need for anything tomorrow morning. You know what I'm saying there, boys and girls?
Spitting out husks.
So the little plates were just there for, you didn't see them as the shell plate. You just saw them as.
I wanted
as
if I'm hungry.
You just, you want the
hungry.
Bill, my son eats shrimp like that to this day. My 10-year-old son, he'll eat the whole thing.
Wow.
I don't even say anything.
Well, first of all, Bill, we got to talk about this tremendous award you're getting, WBA Local Broadcasting Legend Award.
The Legend Award.
My wife says she'll never call me a legend. No, I'm very flattered, very humbled about that. It's apparently, from what I can gather, I don't know a lot. Because I asked myself, well, what is this all about? Sometimes you get these awards like, well, you've been here 40 years, get the heck out. So you can get someone, make a younger guy come in and do the job. But I think it has to do largely with my community involvement and the things I do. And
well deserved.
Hands down on that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very humble to do that. I mean, it's, you know, John, you can make a difference in somebody's life. Because the best day of my life in broadcasting every year is the telethon.
Yes.
And you realize that what I do on a day-to-day basis, like tonight I'll come in and read three newscasts, so you provide news and weather and whatever. But on that day, it, to me anyway, really means that it was worth me taking breaths.
Yeah.
And I don't always feel that way normally. You know, you do your job to the best of your ability, you move on. But on that day, you know you're making an honest-to-God, genuine difference in the lives of people. And it all stays here. And these are people that, you know, you get to know these people. Yeah. You know that, Frank. You're on a board. You're the president of a board of directors. Yeah. You see these people. You're very familiar with them. And, you know, all these people you see over and over again. Yep. And they're so excited and so happy. Excited. And they had every reason to feel life really treated me like a bum.
Yep.
And they're not. No. They're just so happy.
So happy.
And you get a chance to be a part of that.
Yeah.
On so many
it's
levels.
An honor.
And what I like about Green Bay is a lot of the fundraisers that you and Frank and Johnny do, that money stays local.
Yes, it does.
And I will say this about local nonprofits, charity, they really use that money wisely. Mm-hmm. There's just no there's just not a lot of waste, and they squeeze pennies out of that. Children's Museum, the new community shelter, all of those, and we don't rely that much on government money. We need the community to step up, and you guys elevate that.
And it's honest passion. I mean, they have a passion. Mm-hmm. You know, what I can always tell if I walk in a room, if, are they there because they're passionate about the cause, mm-hmm. or are they there because their boss bought a table and we got to fill it?
That's right. True. That's yeah. true, right?
And immediately, I said, the first thing that comes up from you, can just feel it. There's electricity.
Yeah, no question.
If there's a passion, and most times there's an honest, genuine passion. Yeah. We're going to make some money tonight.
Yeah.
You feel it.
Yeah. And they have that passion, but so do you. I mean, you guys aren't just, you know, calling it in. You are really there. And like I said, back to my butterfly that I didn't need. But you really get the most out of the group. All three of you have done great. And I just will tell you, as someone who spent a lot of time with nonprofits, without that money, they couldn't do what they want to do. Correct. I mean, it's just, you just can't charge the clients. You know, you're going to really charge a homeless guy to come into your shelter? You know, I mean, we need the community. And for you to be the star, to elevate the community, bring awareness to it through your media, but really to have that kind of energy in that room, people just, you know, they donate a lot of money, but they leave feeling really good. And I just think you guys should feel, you should sleep really well because you guys have done a lot for Green Bay and the whole Brown County.
Well, I just look at it. Most of these people have worked that day. They come in, they're tired, but, you know, okay, we're going to have a couple of pops or whatever, and it'd be easier to start to see the head bobbing kind of thing. So whatever you can to get that energy flowing and get it back going again, and that's where the fun comes.
I saw you get $11,000 out of a guy for Bart Starr's wristwatch.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. $11,000. Over at the automobile gallery. Yes. Down under
the Timex?
The kid was hiding under the table. And I'm down on my hands and knees looking under there. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. I will say, Bill, another time, it wasn't, I bought a helmet signed by Rogers, Favre, and Starr. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a few of those helmets out there, but I bought one. I don't know what I paid. It wasn't that much that I paid for it, $5,000. And
wasn't that much?
Okay. Well, no, get this.
Politics were good.
No,
more on the slush front tonight at 10.
Slush front takes a big hit.
If you let me finish my story,
okay.
Hey, you're safe. You had a piece of glass. I'm right next to you. You're gonna hit me for God's sake, John.
All I want to say is I was at another auction later that year, and it went for $11,000.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to go home and get mine for the guy that got second.
Yeah. Resell it.
Make a profit.
Right. That's how you make
Frankie,
money.
Frankie, tell us a little bit about WIR coming up.
Brand new show opens up this weekend, WIR Nights. It's like Talladega Nights. It's a musical. All the songs are about racing. So the race is on and here comes Pride at the backstretch. Like songs like that. And it's a comedy musical about Wisconsin International Raceway. Joe Vertigan is going to be I used his book to use a lot about the story. So a lot of truth, a lot of fiction, but it's a great time. And Friday night, $10 of every ticket goes to Creative Connection. So come on out Friday night. Yeah, we raise some money for a local charity. So come on out Friday night.
By the way, how many times have I asked you if you want me to come on one of your shows?
You have
too
asked
many.
Every time.
Did you hear?
Every time.
Did you hear? Did you hear the song I wrote and sang last week, Ode to a Former Mayor?
I'm so glad I was in. Yeah. I was in Florida.
And I was
so
in Mexico.
I missed it.
All right.
Ode to what?
A former mayor.
It is kind of funny.
It is funny?
Yeah. It is.
He's creative.
He is.
You might think twice about me not being in your shows.
Oh. Did you see that? He's got his Nugani Actor of the Year.
Like, Masabi.
A Masabi.
Nugani.
Nugani, Masabi, whatever.
What's the difference? They're all the same to you.
They're all hot.
These Native American names are the same to you, huh, Jim? Wow.
Okay.
Wasabi is...
Bill Jarts. Frank Hermans, what a fun day this was having you two in the same studio.
Thanks
this was
for the opportunity.
Bill, congratulations. Such a well-deserved honor.
Right.
You've done it. Thank you've done it right your entire career, buddy.
You have.
Thank you. All right, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Todd, thanks for putting it all together for us, my friend. We'll be back. Might on the mayor. Frank, give me a see ya. Frank, give me a see ya.
I see ya.
That sucked.
Is that good?
They're not coming back.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Busted pencils, fully
Blue-blooded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.